one of our standard national narratives is that America's infrastructure is collapsing. Our pipes leak, our water is polluted, our bridges obsolete, and our airports prehistoric. What is less often heard are some of the improvements being made to infrastructure. For instance, as indicated by writer David Harrison, America's bridges are actually becoming sounder. In 2000, more than 15% of the nation's bridges, or about 90,000 of them, were listed as being structurally deficient. By last year, that number had fallen to around 56,000, or about 9% of all bridges. The explanation for this improvement is reasonably straightforward. State and local transportation officials across the country have been focused on upgrading aging bridges along the dimensions of capability and safety. While federal spending on bridges has remained relatively flat at around $6.8 billion a year since 2013, state and local government spending has surged, more than doubling between 2006 and 2012. Interstate highway conditions have also steadily improved, with only about 2% of rural interstates and freeways and 6% of highways in poor condition, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.